80%.
It is 12:07. Welcome back. Hour two in the zone. Tomorrow, Clint Cerner will join us in the studio. Clint, of course, is presented by D1, and we've got some friends from D1 in here. I wear my D1 shirt proudly when I'm working out.
Underneath your button-down shirt right now, right?
No, I'm not wearing it right this very moment, but they have those really nice the nice T-shirts.
Dry fits, very nice.
The first time I ever got a really nice T-shirt was from D1.
Awesome.
When A. Luke was over there, he brought me a couple. That was a long time ago. Might be due for some.
They usually have you usually got a discount rack over there, don't you?
Maybe we need to get some.
What? No, that you can purchase for a really good price.
No, it is. Our T-shirts are only $20.
So. Yeah. Is that all they are?
Yeah.
Worth it. Those are nice. Tisha and Rich are here to talk about D1, and I don't know why you guys are sponsoring Clint Cerner, but it's cool. Look, I know he appreciates it, and so we're glad to have it. But, you know, Clint has had his moments. Clint and Pat, they're both kind of riding that former athlete roller coaster of
Oh, it is a
weight.
Roller coaster, the ups and downs. How's it going over there? Good.
D1's awesome, man. I mean, we're glad to have you. I like your presence over there. It was awesome, man.
I know. We have a good time.
It was amazing how everybody just jumped out. Hey, it's Pat's here.
They hadn't seen me in a year.
Yeah.
See, I usually like crash. You can tell when I come that it's time. Something's happening. There's something, an event. I'm going home. Much like a lot of people, you try to squeeze it all into.
It rained.
It rained. Is that what it was? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, typically people get very festive and happy around the holidays. Pat becomes a total a-hole around the holidays because Pat starves himself.
No.
And then he works out like a fiend because he wants to drop 12 pounds before he goes home to Boston because what he's fishing for is his friends and his mom going, "You look so fantastic, Patrick. How much weight have you lost?" I called him out on it this year, and then he kind of chilled out a little bit.
No, it's just because every time.
It's true. I know it is.
It's not true.
It is true.
Whenever anybody goes away, there's a level of anxiety because you're like, did I take care of this? Did I take care of that? Oh,
agreed.
I got to finish this.
And when you pile on top of that, the fact that you don't eat for a week prior to and you go work out like crazy.
Greek yogurt, my new thing. I've been eating it for years. Mother actually fed it to me when I was growing up.
Actually, and kale smoothies.
Yes,
I know.
Kale,
yes.
Kale and oikos.
You should have seen him. Him and Clint were in the corner. They were doing these complexes that we do all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was going like a bear. So
what's a complex?
It's a multi-joint movement.
Yeah.
You go from a clean to a bent row, back up to an overhead press, back down to a squat. That's what guys
do. Oh, it was
that's
great.
Serious.
Oh, yeah. He was doing it. He did it. He completed it.
This is something that I probably will never get back is explosiveness as little as I had. But that's what leaves you fast. That's why I like what they do over there because they do so much of like hip and core and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And thigh because listen, I'm not trying to get buffed. I mean, I had my day of being a buffed cat. You've seen the pictures, right?
Yes, seen the pictures.
If not, he can send you some.
But now, whether it's you playing golf, whether it's you playing pickup, whether you play in a softball league, it is so important to have the legs and the core strong.
I feel compelled to say it this way.
What I do.
You know what I'm missing, Sonny. I feel like an old man when I say, but my hip flexibility and strength is the biggest thing. My core is fine.
There.
My back, my arms, my chest, my guns are unbelievable. Even my legs are fine, but my hip flexibility and strength is the weakest and most pathetic.
It's funny that you say that because that's the first thing I attack with anybody that's coming back into the gym. You know, we do the triplantar movements every time we do those. Those are the key things. That's the first thing you do. Think about this. If you jumped on both knees and then try to get up, just get up from a knee position, that is the hardest thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
And so we
especially
try to make
sure. Especially
after a few drinks. Absolutely. That's funny. And so that's and so that's the first thing we attack for anybody that's coming back.
Well, typically growing up, you know, people bench, push-ups, sit-ups, but you never really work on the hip explosion and even
you know
even
what
a
that
lot
is?
Of the core.
That's like when you're renovating your house and you have to do the windows. When you have to put in new windows, it's really annoying. It doesn't really change cosmetically a whole lot, but it's very important for your house. The hip thing is no fun to do. And nobody's going, man, your hips look really strong. Everybody's doing the curls for the girls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got my kettlebell throws today.
That's funny. What the guys that I've been working with, we got some guys that's getting ready for the NFL Combine. First thing we do is for us on their 40, I take apart their hip flexors, put my hand on their knees, make them try to pull it up as fast as they can. I mean,
who you get working over there now with players?
Ben Anderson. We have Ben Anderson and Adrian Rodgers. Ben Anderson, the quarterback for UAPB.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Rodgers, Adrian Rodgers, he played at UCO last year. He's coming back, getting ready for the NFL.
Cardale Jones, you seen him? Because we think he's going pro.
I bet he's got strong hip flexes.
No question.
I haven't seen him.
I bet that dude could put his knee through a brick wall.
Each one of his legs has got to weigh 200 pounds. The strength in that guy's
six. What is he?
He's like 6'4", 6'5", yeah.
6'5", 260.
He said, hello, little defensive lineman, 310-pounder. Let me run you over, Mr. Ducky.
Boy, could you work out with that nose guard?
He ran it over like a rubber ducky.
Do you think he's going to be good? You guys think he's going to do well?
I think
he
is good.
He's big. He's strong. He throw a ball 100 miles. I mean, he's impressive.
Well, I mean,
he's all
right. As far as like, you think
Brandon Allen.
Most of the hype. But think about this. Most of the hype that we've ever seen with the big quarterbacks that get in there. Cam Newton's supposed to be in everything. I mean, but.
Cam's pretty good.
I mean, he's good, but I mean.
He ain't Tom Brady.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The question becomes, Bill Vickery made a point, and I don't quote Bill Vickery very often, but he made a great point. The game is played from the shoulders up now. It's all about who is the mental guy. Who is the guy that spends the most time preparing? And you're talking about your Mannings, your Rodgers, your Bradys. Those are the guys. They're not as sexy as the Cam Newtons or even the Johnny Manziels, but they're the most effective.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it back when we had, Michael Vick exploded to the scene. I mean, nobody was really ready for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was just straight spleen. So that wave is over with.
Now he was a freak among freaks, though. That was so outlandish what he could do.
It's always been that way. But there's one thing with the NFL, too, as you've seen with some of these other guys, there's more than one way to go about winning games.
True.
But at the end of the day, yeah, your most important position, you want it to be a guy that's doing everything he can to win. That's a quarterback.
That's true. What do you think about the Eagles with Chip Kelly? I mean, the way what he did, was that almost like a program offense?
Hey, all I know is this. That dude made Mark Sanchez an effective NFL quarterback, and I did not think it could be done.
So it goes back to the fact, was that more of a offense that his that Chip Kelly's offense? Or
yeah,
was
I
that
think
more
it's I think it's quarterback friendly, but certainly Sanchez has some skills. But I mean, you get the right guy, and that's amazing.
It's taken a while, but Sanchez, you want to talk about maybe not leaving to go to the NFL? Remember what Pete Carroll had said? He would have benefited from staying in another year too instead of leaving early.
Wouldn't we all? You guys basically are all things to all people at D1, right? You got kids all the way through old dudes like us.
Absolutely.
Like
Absolutely.
Me. Sorry, Pat, you're not old yet.
I am.
In my prime.
2 years away. Then you'll be old. All programs start like, give me the day for you guys. Like, what goes on? Because I know you have probably different age groups and different classes all throughout the day. What's the rundown?
Well, I get there around 4:30 in the morning. 5 o'clock boot camp starts. We have boot camp back to back. So we have a 5 o'clock class, we have a 6 o'clock class, 7 o'clock class, 8 o'clock class, 9 o'clock class.
11:30.
Do you have anybody that comes from the bar at 2 a.m. and sleeps until 5 a.m. and then comes inside to work out?
I hadn't seen one.
They
yet.
Would need.
I have not seen one yet.
Definitely a barrel to puke.
Absolutely.
And probably some sort of a bag with hydration fluids ready there to take
little IV.
Care of
them. I always
I've heard
have
there's a couple in your group, though, Pat, that goes and has a couple of drinks, and then they come and
before the 5:30 class?
Before the 5:30 class.
P.M., that is,
yes.
Now. Let's be clear. Yeah, I could see a few people in that class going
it makes it hurt
in
less
the afternoon.
If you've had a couple of cocktails before your workout.
The great thing is that what they can do is anytime you want to work out, because there are some times where you want to do a morning workout, or you want to do an afternoon, lunchtime, 5:30, 6:30, Saturday, right? You guys do the Saturday morning ones.
The best thing for class stuff like that, though, for me is, and I like to work out on my own, but if you're not really feeling it and you're about to go give yourself about a 60% effort in the gym, you're getting there, you're happy, you feel pretty good, you get your sweat on. But the class thing is, if you have any competitiveness at all, you try to keep up when you're in class setting. That's what's so great about that situation.
I don't keep up. I go on my speed only. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
I know better than that.
57 to 65-year-old women lap me continuously because I'm like, hey, man, I'm just here for sweat.
They're carrying a lot less weight, though. I don't think that's fair
trash.
To compare to.
I'm not
she's
57.
A beast. No, no.
No,
she's
I'm not talking about you.
She's not 57, but if you ever want to go get your ego, like, totally destroyed, try to work out with Tish.
Oh, this girl, I just didn't do lunges with picking up Toyotas
gosh,
over her head.
She's awesome, man. Tish will kill you. First day, we started. This is my first time coming to D1 now, okay? You know, I'm getting ready to teach a class, so I was like, I got this. We're getting ready to do this little round-robin thing. Me as a trainer, you know, so I'm going back, pulling this tire. I'm out the gate, first one there, and then all of a sudden I fade as soon as I get to D1, and Tish is like on three more stages more than I am.
She loves it, too. You know, this guy, we were roommates.
Really?
Absolutely.
In Fayetteville.
Did not know that.
2000. We lived in a house where there was no cable. I don't even think we turned the electricity on.
No, we didn't.
And there was about six people living
in this
house.
Is this
when
you had
six people?
The golfer dude?
No. This was after I played a year and went back to get my degree. It's probably like 2000, 2001. No, it was 90. It was like 99.
Las Vegas?
No. It was the summertime. It was an interesting time, and I think both of our lives.
Absolutely.
Glad to see you've recovered. I'm still Absolutely. Working on it.
Oh, man, no.
Hey, I still have never gotten back to that level.
I really have to say that, you know, being with Pat at that time, that was a real awesome time. I mean, you think about, you go to different things in life where you're actually changing, especially when you're going, trying to figure out what direction you're heading to left yet. I mean, and it's a friendship that has been
this is real it.
Cemented.
Now he Absolutely. Relishes seeing, giving me a lot of pain on the D1 field.
On the D1 field, baby. Absolutely.
Tonight, I'm going to be there, 5:30.
Come cool.
on. Aches is going to be there.
No.
Matty T is going to be there.
Mm-mm.
He's scared.
Not coming tonight.
It's fun. Here's the deal. Justin, you talked about accountability and competition, all that, and that's great. I enjoy the camaraderie, seriously, because you run around, you joke, and you're laughing, and you don't, when you're having fun with the people you're working out with, it hurts a little less. It really hurts a little less. That's the way I look at it.
That's how I feel like here.
Because I don't want anybody to keep me accountable. I just want to go there and have fun.
I understand.
It's fun.
That's good. What do people just show up and sign up, or do they? How do we do it online? We call. How do you get people that sign up for the D1?
You can
protocol?
Do both. You can go online d1littlerock.com and fill out a free trial form, so they can come in and do a free trial. They can take a few classes so they know what they're getting into.
Were you an athlete growing up?
No, not really. Really? I rodeoed. I was a rodeo girl.
That's athletic and gutsy, yeah. No less.
How long have you been at D1 now?
4 years.
Four years.
Mm-hmm.
She's tough. She's tough as nails, man.
Yeah, she is. She does a good job.
I don't know where Clint is today, but he's hopefully he's listening. He'll be in with us tomorrow.
No telling.
We appreciate your support of Clint's segment. It's been a very popular segment on the show, and we enjoy that.
It's good to see you guys.
Thanks.
Love you, brother.
We'll be in for a workout soon.
Yeah,
you guys want to play a little birthday trivia before we go?
She did great.
Thanks.
You up for a little competition?
Let's do it.
Nobody's going to get hurt. Matty T, can we do this out of order?
You betcha.
You're out of order.
This whole damn courtroom's out of order.
You got that right. I ordered the Code Red.
You know, today we got a special sponsor. It's McDonald's.
Oh, I heard about them.
They've got a healthy menu, I think.
Sure do, but we're going to give away some
What's
fries.
What's up with this chicken nuggets war going on right now? Have you heard about this?
No, tell me.
Apparently, McDonald's is selling like 50 nuggets for like 10 bucks or something like that because the fast food space is being invaded by all different kinds of other companies, you know, Chick-fil-A and Chipotle. So,
oh, yeah.
And you can get chicken now for so cheap versus beef. It's like a chicken explosion over there. It's unbelievable.
It's good for the Tyson folks. I'm not a big chicken nugget guy.
That's my Achilles heel.
I like
huge chicken.
I heard RJ talking.
The sandwiches are great.
I'm all about boneless chicken.
I'm all about the base.
Justin, sometimes
you're all about the bone.
I don't do boneless wings. I just don't feel like a man eating my boneless wing. I can't do it. You know
what I'm saying? You can't choose who you love sometimes. It just happens. I'm a chicken nugget guy. Always have, always will.
It doesn't hold any appeal for me.
No?
None.
I'm a dip sauce guy, too. So I think that's just a vehicle to...
You're a dip, all right. I watch my kids eating chicken nuggets, and I'm thinking, you sorry suckers. You kids don't know
what's
good.
You're like, how does that bone...
Yeah,
bone
boneless chunk of pressed meat with deep fried...
Blended up bone and tendons of the chicken taste.
I'd rather eat lips and buttholes... In a hot dog than eat that myself.
Oh, my God.
But that's just me. I don't know. Nuggets never held. You know, it's just like we were talking about with the AIDS thing. I'm sure they had nuggets when we were kids, but I never had them. I guess I missed it. So they became popular right after I was a youngster.
My favorite go-to was I would heat up some nuggets in the oven, and I had this sweet sauce. Used to dunk it in. That was my meal almost every
night. Can't imagine I got to 260. It's weird.
No, this was when I was in high school.
You were like 153.
I was a thick kid in high school.
I've heard about Pat's sweet sauce.
Yeah.
Keep that to yourself, buddy.
Pat's all about that base. All right, here we go. Ricky, Greg, Eric, and Chris will be with Tisha, Richard, Matt, and Pat in succession. Here we go.
You guys know how to play, first of all. You don't know.
I only have four people celebrating a birthday today.
First, he's going to just describe somebody. If you know who it is, yell it out.
Here's the great news. Okay. Out of the four people, I have two audio clues. So... Audio clip.
That'll help.
So I'm going to play an audio clip from someone who's celebrating a birthday today, okay? And then if you don't get it right away, I will give you a description.
I know a local celebrity whose birthday it is today.
Brett Bielema's was yesterday.
No, it's Phil Elson. He's 38 today.
Phil Elson, my favorite broadcaster, my favorite Jewish man, and my favorite...
Your second favorite Jewish man next to Jesus.
Come on, Justin.
One of my top favorite three carpenters and top three favorite... Steelers fans, too, so I appreciate Phil very much. Okay.
What about Rod Carew? He's just
Hall of Famer, Rod
anymore.
Carew? He converted. All right, here we go. Wrong segment, sorry. Okay, here we go. Audio clue. goes like this. The lead singer of this group,
Bono,
and he's actually been in two.
David Bowie.
He's probably a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer two times over, because I think both his groups are Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Steve
if they're not, they will be.
Steven Tyler.
Nope. Wrong group.
Oh, Dave Grohl.
Very good.
Yes.
Dave Grohl.
Foo Fighters. There goes my hero.
The song,
do you like Foo Fighters?
I bet this love one gets you pumped up at D1.
No. Actually, I would go over and switch the station if they have played this.
Here's my song. Here's my. This is what I work out to, and I also like to listen to it every time I'm on a plane. This is called Learn to Fly. Yeah, but if I learned to fly, then I wouldn't need an airplane.
I love their videos too. You know, they're all kind of.
Why don't you marry him?
I would.
Anyway, all right, Tisha. How old is Dave Grohl today? Foo Fighter, Nirvana member.
That's two strikes against him in my book.
I know you're not a grunge guy.
He's the ugly guy.
He kind of looks like Jesus, sort of.
Dave Grohl is the member of Nirvana who still has the top of his head attached.
Oh, whoa! You can help us. You can't say
Sorry.
That. You can't say that.
I was trying to narrow it down for you.
You're going to get some nutty 42. Kurt Cobain person
good
up
guess.
Here going
good,
after you.
Good start. Good start. She said 42.
Good no. guess.
Ow.
Dre?
I was going to say 42, so I was going to let's go 45.
Okay.
Ooh, he knows how to play.
Ooh,
the game.
Watch how I play.
Play
43.
Ooh, 46.
Bingo bango, Pat Bradley.
Ah.
Oh, man.
And a bingo bango is when
and
you get right.
The price is like the $1 over.
That's it, how we do it up here.
Oh, my God.
Weasley, isn't it?
Piggyback.
I know.
No question, my favorite American actor today,
Brad
comedic
Pitt,
actor.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Okay, he's not my favorite, but he's top five. He was in such films as Smoke and Aces, The Breakup.
Oh, Vince Vaughn.
Dodgeball.
You got a picture with him.
He was in all those. He was on all those.
Ben Stiller.
Juno.
Oh, boy. Here we
Hancock.
Go.
Hancock.
Oh, Jason Bates.
Jason, not Bates.
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman, it is. Maddie
Justine Bateman.
How old is Jason Bateman today, you think? Justine Bateman's brother, likes to be known.
I'm going
to
say 40.
No.
I say he's 45.
Pat.
44.
That's what I would have said. No.
46.
Bingo bango.
Oh! Wow. All right.
All right, look who's playing the game now. This woman is a seasoned actress. One of
Meryl
my
Streep.
Meryl Streep.
One of my all-time favorites. She was in
Melanie Griffith.
Bonnie and Clyde. She goes way back. Bonnie and Clyde. Towering Inferno.
Oh. Margaret Margot Kidder or something.
She was in one of my
Mary Lou Hemingway.
One of my top three favorite sports movies of all time, The Champ, with John Voight and Ricky Schroeder.
Wow.
Mommy Dearest.
Yeah,
Ring
Anne Hathaway. No,
no, but
Faye Dunaway.
Faye very good, Patrick.
Good job, Patrick.
I am blown away that you got that. Very impressive.
Big guy. Trust me, this is my wheelhouse.
How old's Faye? You
old old hot actresses is my wheelhouse.
Speaking of old hot actresses, happy 69th birthday, Faye Dunaway.
How are you?
That's no. It's disgusting. No. How old, Pat?
Faye's 74.
She is bingo bango.
Oh, no.
Hey, good job.
It's not fair because Pat's president of her fan club.
Is this Would You Wednesday?
I was going to say 73.
I reserved that for Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Jane Fonda is like 77 or something crazy, 74, 77. Did you see her at the Golden Globes?
No, did she look good?
Buddy, I'd like to see her Golden Globes. How are you?
Hey.
All right, and last but not least.
Love it.
Sorry, Tisha.
Hey, yep. I'm around it all day.
I know you are. Young man.
Golden Globes?
A young man born.
The Biebs.
James Todd Smith. Born James Todd Smith.
Oh, Two Kelly. Chains.
Audio clue. Here we go.
Smitty. Vanilla Ice. Oh, I need to run away. LL Cool J.
Ladies love Cool James.
James.
I don't appreciate the way that you barraged your way through that. L. Cool J.
That was a box out.
I mean, you totally did. You held him off. I like you gave him a Heisman there until the end.
I know, man. Isn't that crazy?
Ladies love
I know
cool
the
James.
Number, though.
All right. Tisha, for 20 points, how old is LL Cool J today?
You got it. I mean,
I have no idea.
That's okay. Yes. Guy's 40. In good shape. He looks like he works out of D1.
Up higher.
48.
Nope.
Admit
45.
Too high.
Nope.
What did he say?
45, 48.
46.
No. Dumbest answer ever.
Oh.
Hey, he's definitely 47.
He is. Bingo bango.
Oh, come on.
That is not
sometimes
cool.
Sometimes everything just comes together. You make every shot. The ball bounces your way.
That never
it's
happens.
It's a three-point game.
That literally never
I'm
happened
gonna
to me.
I'm going
to
give all my points to
Pints.
Fish.
All right, that means Chris is the big winner. Chris, congratulations. Enjoy. Greg has a question about D1 before we get you all out of here. Greg, go ahead. All right, Greg. Oh, you're still there. Okay, I thought you hung up.
Can you? I've got two questions. My son plays basketball, and he's 12, y'all do individualized type training. He needs to get quicker and stronger, and I just am a little hesitant about him doing a full-out weight program without supervision. Y'all do those types of training?
Yes, we do. We don't put him on a full-out weight program until we've evaluated him so we know exactly what they can handle. And with him being 12, we're not going to just stick him in the weight room anyway. So we do light weights with our 12-year-olds. That's when we introduce them to the weight room to make sure that they get the right form and they know what they're doing before we put heavy weights on them.
So. Yeah, if they don't put weights on them, they make them run to Conway and back.
That's right.
That'd be in great
y'all
shape.
Y'all do speed agility and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, sir. That's what we do, always.
What is something like that? What do those spices run?
It depends on the membership that you have, and the best thing to do is go online and to d1littlerock.com and fill out a free trial form, and we'll get you in for a free trial and evaluation and let the coaches evaluate him and let him know what we can do to help him.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my brother.
Appreciate it. All right. We got to take a time out. Good seeing y'all. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for your sponsorship. We'll be talking more about what you all do with Clint the Sterner tomorrow. We'll do a